This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. A cotton nightgown seems like a pretty simple thing to track down. But it didn't turn out that way for Dallas dad John Rodakis. He'd heard about dangerous chemicals once common in kids' pajamas, and out of precaution, wanted a nightgown that was all natural. He's not the only one, and it turns out there's a whole underground market for them. John Rodakis estimates his two kids spend about 11 hours every night in their pajamas, mostly sleeping, but sometimes playing guitar too. Tonight, his six-year-old daughter has on a sky blue nightgown with white stars. She's got sensitive skin and doesn't like long johns, so Rodakis went hunting for an all-natural cotton nightgown. He checked retailers like Hannah Anderson, Target, no luck.
They don't make them. And I thought that was odd. And I think I did a Google search for why can't I find a cotton nightgown and was really surprised at the answer.
The answer takes us back to the mid-1940s.
I'm back in the saddle again.
When a handful of kids wearing Gene Autry cowboy suits were severely burned when their rayon outfits caught fire. Some of them died. The so-called Cowboy Chaps scandal helped launch a new law. The Flammable Fabrics Act of 1953, aimed at making children's clothes flame resistant.
Riding the range once more.
So companies started adding chemicals to clothes to keep them from catching fire. Problem was, for decades, they added some pretty dangerous ones.
So in the 1970s, most of the children's sleepwear in the country was treated with a flame retardant called Tris.
Chemist Arlene Blum of the Green Science Policy Institute in California.
And it turned out when we studied it, it was a mutagen. That means it changed DNA and was likely to cause cancer.
Blum and other researchers showed these chemicals would seep from the pajamas into the children after just one night. Parents were outraged.
Every parent in America knew within a few weeks because the press was, you know, we were on the three television networks and everybody knew pajamas were a problem.
The response was so big that within just 3 months, the Consumer Product Safety Commission banned Tris from use in kids' pajamas. But the fear remained.
People ask about pajamas all the time. It's kind of amazing how people still seem to be worried about them.
Blum says companies today can pass the flammability standard by making tight-fitting pajamas, picture long johns, that don't catch fire so easily. But if they want to make loose-fitting nightgowns, the kind John Rodakis's daughter likes, they have to use a special material or chemically treat the fabric.
They can either be treated the fiber themselves before it's woven into the fabric, or the fabric can be treated after the fact.
Jennifer Taggart, a California lawyer who specializes in consumer product safety and environmental law, says if a parent, like John Rodakis, wants to know which chemicals are in a nightgown, good luck.
It will require a great deal of research. You could try contacting the manufacturer, but if you're standing in the store looking at a set of pajamas, it's probably going to be pretty hard to figure it out.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission, also known as the CPSC, considers flame retardant treated pajamas to be safe. So do lawyer Jennifer Taggart and chemist Arlene Blum. Still, the CPSC doesn't test flame retardant chemicals. And there's a lot of misinformation online. There are blogs for parents, even pediatrician websites, that state chemicals in pajamas are tied to developmental disorders like ADHD. Blum says this isn't true, but it's helped spawn an underground market for untreated, loose-fitting nightgowns.
It surprised me how many people were really looking for that for their daughters.
Tara Pride of Kansas sells hand-sewn nightgowns on Etsy. At first, she just made them for her own little girls, then the kids of the PTA, and then...
And then people started asking about them being 100% cotton. And I didn't really think that much about it at the time. But then as I got more inquiries, I realized that there was definitely a market for gowns that weren't treated with chemicals and were all cotton because you can't buy them at a store.
Because they're illegal. Pride says she didn't know that. And she's not the only one hand sewing and selling untreated nightgowns online. KERA found more than a dozen vendors on sites such as Etsy and eBay. The attorney we talked to, Taggart, says CPSC likely won't go after small-time sellers. And she understands, as a mom herself, why parents might be afraid of chemicals. But
if a parent's concerned, you know, I would recommend electing to use only snug-fitting pajamas. I would not recommend using custom-made garments that don't meet the flammability standards at all.
Clothing-related burns are rare, and the number of deaths from these burns has been declining for decades. There were no such fatalities among U.S. kids at all in 2004, the most recent year studied, and only 8 died in the 5 years before that. For Taggart, stats like these show how laws sparked by flammable cowboy outfits in the 1940s can save lives. Parent John Rodakis sees the laws as well-intentioned, but is frustrated by the lack of transparency.
As a parent who cares a lot about chemical exposures and child health, I want to know exactly what is in anything I'm giving to my kid, be it a food or a fabric.
For now, his daughter wears a chemically treated, flame-resistant nightgown. She's not really interested in how her dad's search for an all-natural nightgown turned into a radio story. Tonight's bedtime story, though, that has her attention.
There's pictures in this one.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.